It's Take On Stories we're following for you this morning on Robinhood Radio. And that is the weather to start us all off. We have a special weather statement that came through early this morning, and you're seeing about it now if you're just going outside early in the morning. We had periods of light to moderate snow, and that's expected to taper off somewhere around 7 this morning, and it could produce locally hazardous travel conditions. The light to occasionally moderate snow is across portions of the Hudson Valley, southeast Catskills, Litchfield County in northwest Connecticut, southern Taconics and southern Berkshires. It should end around 7 a.m. at the latest. Snowfall accumulations anywhere from 1 to 2 inches would be possible in certain locations at that time. So be careful when you're out there today. The forecast for the rest of the day today is sun and clouds, mid-30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, mid-30s. And Thursday, partly cloudy, lower 40s. We'll get the full details on that tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. In Kent, informing town seniors of federal technology initiatives that will help fund internet or wireless connections for individuals, paired with a free lunch from the J.P. Gifford Market, is being offered on Thursday at noon at the hopes of educating elderly residents. The Kent Social Services Assistant Rosemary Jones said during a recent interview that the program is based on income. The initiative, which is known as the Affordable Connectivity Program, ACP, allows low-income individuals to receive $30 a month towards connection to the internet or wireless services. The lunch program will include a presentation by students from Marblewood School and information about how the seniors can sign up for ACP. Kent First Selectman Gene Speck and State Representative Maria Horn of Salisbury have been invited to participate. Eligibility for ACP is based on household income at or below 200% of the federal poverty guidelines, according to information at FCC.gov. For example, this would be an income of less than $36,620 for two people or $55,000 for a family of four. It also, for someone participates in SNAP, Medicaid, federal housing assistance, supplemental security, WIC or Lifeline, they will also qualify through the program. More than 500,000 residential customers and small business owners in New York won't have to worry about having their gas or electricity shut off this winter. They have the State Public Service Commission to thank for that. The commission recently approved a $673 million figure to bail out those who got behind in their payments during the pandemic. The catch, ratepayers will be on the hook for the payout. Surcharges of 5% will be added to their bills over the next few years. It's the largest debt forgiveness program for utility customers in New York's history. The governor touted the program in her State of the State address last week and noted, quote, "With this historic electric and gas utility relief, we're achieving another major milestone to help New Yorkers stay warm during the cold winter months." Consumer groups like the AARP and Public Utility Law Project pressed the state to act after thousands of utility customers got months behind on their bills after the pandemic hit. Well, Great Barrington is about to get 30 new condominiums in a former nursing home. They'll go on sale in February. Work continues at a former nursing home set for conversion into 30 new condominiums. The planning board last week unanimously approved a special permit for the former Great Barrington Rehab and Nursing Center complex at 140 Maple Avenue and Route 23 after going over the details such as lighting, parking, signs, and trees. As a condition, more of those details will have to be submitted for additional review and approval. Two residents in the neighborhood said they support the project. The Goldman Group, a Boston real estate investment and development firm, a change from 2021 when an earlier plan by another developer to build rental apartments was met by hostility from the neighborhood. The project includes 12 one-bedroom condos, 16 two-bedroom, and 2 3-bedrooms. It will also include a fitness center, pet grooming station, and gathering areas inside and out. In a statement, a company spokesman said the firm plans to finish the project by summer and that potential owners can pre-buy beginning soon. The company said it could not yet provide cost estimates for the units. The legendary sandwiches that had disappeared with Van Engel's spot during the pandemic is back, this time at the VFW James A. Madola Post 8348. Open since Tuesday, when the special was deluxe cheeseburgers, customers are coming in to pick up sandwiches and deciding to stay while surrounded by photos of local veterans. The VFW is turning into a new community gathering place. Older couples and a variety of guests are lingering to chat. It's also a meal that doesn't strip the wallet. It's an early morning breakfast lunch establishment Monday through Fridays, serving traditional sandwiches and a variety of daily specials. The Sharon Playhouse is now offering tickets on sale beginning February 1st, earlier than ever before, urging fans to take advantage and place their orders now. The 2023 season, they say, has truly something special for everybody. According to their managing director, Rod Christensen, the 2003 lineup includes the Playhouse premiere of the musical comedy Something Rotten, also music classic Oliver. More information is available at SharonPlayhouse.org. In addition to the main stage production, the Reader Series, the Writers' Playground classes, summer camps, and youth programs are also going on at the Sharon Playhouse. Taking a look at other events going on in and around our tri-state region, taking a look at the events going on with town meetings. In Sharon, coming up tomorrow, February 1st, the Energy Environment Commission will meet at 5:30 in the evening. In Salisbury on Wednesday at 10 o'clock, the Pope Land Design Committee at 11 o'clock, a special subcommittee meeting of the Salisbury Conservation Commission. Coming up in Falls Village on the 2nd, a special meeting of the Board of Selection at 9 a.m. Meanwhile, in Cornwall, their next meeting would be a Board of Selectmen special meeting coming up today at 8:30 in the evening. In Kent, the Board of Education meets today at 6 p.m. In Sheffield, the Board of Assessors will meet at 11:15 a.m. on the 2nd, and the Ashley Falls Historic Commission will also meet at 5:30 on the 2nd. The Amenia Town Hall is having their annual blood drive on Wednesday from 3:30 till 7:30. If you can't donate, well, February 1st, 3:30 to 7:30 at the Amenia Town Hall Gym. Sign up at nybc.org. And, of course, this weekend is the weekend of Jump Fest, February 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Plenty of snow has been made. Of course, Friday night, the target jumping and the human dog sled race. On Saturday, there's jumping from 11 o'clock on. On Sunday, jumping from 11 o'clock on. And on Saturday night, they also have the snowball back this year to raise funds that will be held on Saturday night. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where they feature a daily menu, lunch specials, and also a dinner special nightly, and also a tapas menu. InterlakenInn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, SalisburyBank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 33,774.10, the S&P 500 at 4,031.05, and the NASDAQ at 11,961.38. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.